All right, guys. Hey,
do that again without the big sigh at the front.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
So as we kind of jump in, I just want to start by saying this. Thank you. Those of you who, I just think, man, how God has used this past fall already. We're getting halfway through fall and seeing new faces that have come through the doors that, quite honestly, some of them I've never met before in my life. Some of them are old faces I haven't seen in years. And so seeing that is so exciting. I know there's many of you that are just inviting people and praying for people. And so I just want to say thank you for doing that. Continue to do that, man. We want to see God move in and among us. But not only that, thank you guys for everything, who you are for sure. Like, that's the biggest thing. But then there's things that you guys just do that I'm so grateful for. And so from serving ice cream for our first couple weeks there, to cooking hot dogs, to jumping in wherever you feel like you can, to holding doors, to greeting people as they come in, praying as we've been gathering to just pray at 6 o'clock right before. If you've not been able to join us, I encourage you to come join us. It's so pivotal to what God wants to do in and among us. And then I think also for those of you who are leading discussions, to serving in tech team, to leading in worship or different things like that, we're so grateful for the ways God is using us already. I cannot wait to see what he's going to continue to do in and through us, even beyond just Thursday nights. And so, but I just want to say thank you to start kind of our podcast conversation this time. But Zach, as we kind of jump in, would you mind kind of reiterating the purpose of young adults, what the purpose of young adults is?
Yeah, the purpose of young adults, as we've talked about, is to seek, I'm just going to do it from memory here, to seek a fresh move of God among young adults with hunger, humility, and hustle for the glory and hope of Jesus. Man, is my memory not
very
real good or
very
something?
Smooth.
Thank you.
Very smooth.
But yeah, with that, yeah, like a hunger to see what God's going to do, a humility that says, man, this thing is not about us. We want to see what God is going to do, just apart from anything we're able to do. Mm. And then a hustle that sort of says, like, grace is not opposed to effort. We receive grace from God, but we get to partner with him, and so we're going to do it with all of our hearts, minds, souls, and strength.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Yeah, as we kind of want to talk through the second one, just humility. Guys, this is pivotal for us as a group, as a team, as we get the chance. Some of you guys get the chance to lead in different ways, from when we're up on stage to when we're with people. Humility, man, I'm trying to think of a pithy way to say it, but humility is it's kind of the, I don't know, the grease that for relationships. Like, I don't know how, maybe that's not the way I should say it. That's Zach's looking
like
at me.
I like greasy relationships myself.
I'm like, there's nothing more frustrating if you've ever been around somebody who's real prideful, arrogant, right? You sense it right away. And so there's that piece of it. But then when I think about how God wants to move among us, among anyone, James says it this way, that God opposes the proud, that God, if we have pride in our hearts, if there's pride, God is opposed to it. You set yourself up to be an enemy of God's when you have pride in your heart. And when there's humility, he draws near. Like, God opposes the proud, but elevates, exalts those who are humble. Jesus said, you want to exalt yourself, that's fine. You won't be exalted, right? God will exalt the humble. And so God will lift us up in due time, is how Peter talks about it. So as we talk through humility together, we want to say, man, out of the three, this might be the most important one. I don't know. Like, humble, hungry, and hustle, they're all three important and pivotal, but this is so key for us to get
a hold of. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there, people who begin trying to serve the Lord with good intentions, and they've got the hunger, and man, they've got the hustle. But if you don't have the humility, it goes beyond just not being effective. Many of those leaders will actually burn out and take other people with them. There are craters left in communities because of leaders who lacked humility. Might have been hungry, and man, they could hustle, but they did not have their priorities in the right order, and they miss the humility.
Yeah, I think you're right on, Zach, because what happens is it can be one of two ways that you can leave a crater, to use your language that way, that I can be arrogant, and so what I do is I hurt other people because humility is this is foreign to me or whatever, and I it's all about me, that I can do this by myself. I don't need people. What I'll do is I'll use people rather than work with people. I won't partner with people, but they'll be pawns in my scheme or whatever, or people will kind of be there to put me on a pedestal rather than actually be human beings made by the Creator God. And so I think for us, it's like humility has to, that's the one way, like you can leave a crater. So if you don't have humility, that's maybe the primary way you see it. I think the other way that maybe a lot of times we don't think about is insecurity, that humility actually knows who they are, so they're not insecure. Because humility, here's what I mean. C.S. Lewis is the one who's kind of said, it might have been Keller now that I think about it. Tim Keller said that humility is not thinking of myself less, or thinking less of myself, it's thinking of myself less. And so what he meant by that is it's free to not think of you all the time. And so when I'm arrogant, I'm thinking of me all the time. When I'm insecure, I'm thinking of me all the time. It's this backwards, bent-in way that I'm thinking of me. And so as we think, if you've ever been around somebody who's insecure, they're always concerned what you think of them. They're always concerned about what others think of them. And what that does is it doesn't allow them to know who they are, to know that they're loved by the Creator, to have this humble approach in their relationships, to the way Philippians says is to not seek their own interest, but to seek the interests of others. So whether I'm seeking my own interest out of an insecurity or whether I'm seeking my own interest out of an arrogance, it will leave a crater of impact in the world around me where humility is secure, stable, steady enough to allow other people to hopefully experience me as a joy and a help to them. Does that make sense?
It does. It was C.S. Lewis who said that, by the way. I had Jamie pull it up. But
oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's huge. I think it's hard to even understand what we're talking about when we talk about humility anymore, because it's a value that I think our culture doesn't respect at all. There is like a surface level respect for it. In the same way that we like people who are quote unquote nice or something like that. But it's not attractive. It's not what people have really latched onto anymore. There's such an idea of like, I'm building my brand. I've got this side hustle to get my thing launched. And something else C.S. Lewis said, I can't remember which book it was in, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I just thought it was fascinating. But like what humility really does is when I work on something, or when I make something or produce something, I throw my own effort into something, the product of that thing, I appreciate it in the same way I would appreciate it if somebody else did it. Which is complicated in a lot of words. We'll just say it this way. Man, when we come to young adults and somebody new comes through that door and they say yes to Jesus, I'm just as excited about that person saying yes to Jesus as if I was the one who had dumped 100 hours into their life, and vice versa. Like, our personal effort is not the thing that brings us like tons of joy anymore. It's actually being a part of something that God is doing and just being excited that we get to do that too.
Oh yeah. I think we lose that sense of like, pinch myself that I'm a part of this versus I should be there, or they need me, right? Like, well, I have to go do this because who else is going to do it? Which I don't love that attitude, right? Like God provides. He doesn't need any of us.
No.
Right? And he is the Creator God. If I set myself up thinking he needs me, right? I'm in trouble. And yet God wants me.
Yeah.
And he wants to use me. And I think about this, you know, sometimes it's exhausting, but sometimes it's most of the time. If I can get my head right, it is so much fun to be used by God to impact the lives of other people. What a joy that you get the chance to hold a door and have a conversation with somebody and go, wow, I just got to represent Jesus to them. I have no idea if they know who Christ is. Humility, all of a sudden, it's like, it just doesn't think about itself. I think it was Keller who did say this, that as soon as you talk about humility, humility's shy, and so it leaves the room. And so you're like, as soon as you talk about it, it kind of leaves the room. And so it is something that's hard to describe. There was a book I read recently that was just simply titled, I think it was called Going Lower. And I just talked, humility will always look to go lower. And I thought, man, what a practical way to look at humility in our own lives. So when you think about, like, how does this play out in my relationships? How does this play out in my daily life? How does this play out in young adult or whatever the case? Humility just chooses, okay, I'm going to, the practice of it, even if I don't feel it in my own heart, which your heart takes time to catch up, right? Mm-hmm. The feelings take time to catch up. But the practice of going, okay, there's dishes piling up in the sink. I'm going to go and do those rather than assume somebody else is going to do those. Mm. There's chairs over there. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go unstack or stack or restack or move or whatever the chairs need to be done. It's like, I'm going to go do that. I think humility looks for opportunities to go lower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It gets said around here all the time, but if, and I think this is an important idea for leadership, but if service is beneath you, leadership is above you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you ever think something that's not in my job description, that's not, I don't need to do that. They've got somebody
else. I'm better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're in a dangerous spot.
Yeah. Cause Zach, this isn't the only part of the story, or only reason that God did this, but God Almighty washed his disciples' feet.
Mm.
He got low. And he got to the lowest part on the human body. Like, God touched our feet, washed the dirt, the grime, the gross, what are you doing, Jesus? And so the minute that I think I'm above something, that's what we mean by that. You're like, oh, we're not above anything. If God is willing to literally stoop the span of the universe to come and humble himself, Philippians 2, that he came wrapped on flesh and then died, by his creation, like the people that he made, he died by. I have no room for pride in my heart.
Mm.
And so, when we think about what God's wanting to do in and among us, we need to recognize humility, because it will tell us, man, we are needy, needy people for God, and we're needy to see God even use us. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm amazed every time God uses me.
Mm.
I'm not like, oh yeah, I expect it. I'm
about time.
Right. Or God can easily use me because I'm something great. Scripture says when you think you're something, you're nothing.
You're nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it says it quite like that. That sounds a little redneck, close. But it's pretty close to.
What is it? Galatians 6, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you think you're something, you're nothing.
Mm.
And I think that's so key for us to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's going to allow Jesus to move among us in a totally different way.
Yeah. I think the wildest thing about that is, it says if you think you are something, you are nothing. Because it's not, if we try to assign that value, it goes nowhere. The wild thing to me is that we are something because God thinks so.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. It's not my giftedness, it's not my abilities, it's not my skill. And so when you talk about humility being a steady confidence, and the steady confidence doesn't come from anything I've built or anything I've accomplished, it comes simply from the fact that, like, man, I'm made in the image of God, and he considers me one of his kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're a kid of the king of the universe. Like, it's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of confidence that comes with that.
Because if I don't realize that, what I'll try and do is I'll try and achieve something to show you that I'm worth something.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the case. And I think humility just recognizes that I shouldn't be worth anything. Mm-hmm. And yet I'm worth God dying for.
Yeah.
So
huge.
Yeah, that's how God's going to work in and among us is through humility. So this is key for us to get a hold of, get mm-hmm. our hearts around, our minds around it. So, guys, again, thank you for being humble in the way in which you lead, serve, care for other people, see a need and jump in to catch a need, all those things. And so it's fun doing it together. And I hope that pride just kind of stays far from our hearts.